My name's Anthony Wills and I'm the Chief Executive of Standing Together Against Domestic Violence. We're a charity which aims to ensure that the complete response to domestic violence is coordinated effectively across both the statutory and the voluntary sector to make sure that women are safe, that children of those victims are safe, and that men are held to account for their abuse. It's important to note that whilst I am a minority in the sector, our organisation doesn't respond directly to victims. We ensure that those who do respond to victims are doing so effectively and in the best way possible for people who are survivors of domestic violence. And not many of those are men either, so there are very few men in this sector. And I think that's largely because it's been driven by a feminist agenda, quite correctly. We have to be careful about how we describe the reality of domestic violence, because it can cause some passions to be aroused on the part of people who don't believe it's a gendered crime. But the reality is it is. Most victims, by far, are women. Most perpetrators, by far, are men. There are men who are victims, and there are women who are abusers. But generally, it's a gendered crime, and it involves the exertion of abusive power and control by one person to another. And largely, it's the men that do that kind of thing. So in those circumstances, it's unlikely that women are going to find it helpful to be speaking to another man about the problems that they've experienced at the hands of their male abuser. But there are men who do it very successfully, but they're few and far between. I think the role of men in these things is to stand up and say, actually, this is wrong, and men need to take responsibility for that and support the sector and the activities of the sector in any way that they think is appropriate. So, for example, you know, my role as a man is to say as a man that this is wrong and we should do something about it. But you don't often hear men saying those things, and I think that's a significant problem. Men have got to acknowledge that they are responsible for the vast quantity of domestic abuse, and we, as a group, need to address that fact, because it's not going to be enough to rely on women to change the world. It requires men to act as well.